This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tevi Troy, who served as Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush. He also served the former president as a senior White House aide, and he's now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on the economic debate here in Washington about where the stimulus has taken us and, perhaps more importantly, where we're headed from here. We'll also get his insights on the ongoing and seemingly never-ending health care debate. And, Tevi, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, plenty of banter back and forth between the parties and Republicans and the White House over the success or lack of success from the stimulus plan. Before we talk about what legislation might be coming down the pike, what's your analysis of where we are a year after that was signed?
President Obama got up there and he said, if you do this stimulus package, this expensive $800 billion bill, unemployment will not go above 8%. And, you know, it hit 10% and is still hovering dangerously close to it. So I find their arguments that this was a big success a little off, surprising.
If the fallout of the economy since the passage of the stimulus plan was that much worse than they predicted if it passed, is it possible it could have been that much worse if it didn't pass, or is this just egg on the face of the administration?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I mean, their argument is essentially, well, it would have been much worse. The economy is terrible now, but it would have been much, much worse if he hadn't passed the stimulus. It's kind of like Napoleon saying, well, you know, Waterloo would have been much worse if I hadn't left Elba. You know, I mean, the fact that he left Elba is what led everything to happen. So I'm not sure that this approach of doing the stimulus has made things better.
Obviously, now there's a talk of another economic stimulus package, although they're not really calling it that, a jobs bill or a job creation bill. We've seen a whole lot of different ideas thrown out there. We've seen the president talk about incentives for small businesses. We've heard talk of at least a temporary payroll tax for new hires, extending unemployment benefits, a lot of different ideas, Republicans pushing tax cuts, of course. What do you believe will happen? What do you hope happens?
What I found most surprising about this whole thing is that it looked like they had some kind of bipartisan agreement, which, as you know, is pretty rare in Washington these days. And Harry Reid pulled the plug in it, and I think he did it to appease the left, which was grumbling about a bill that might actually work. So I find that distressing, given that approach that you can't have a bipartisan bill. I think we're stuck back in that sort of filibuster freeze that we've been in. If the Republicans see that bipartisan efforts won't be rewarded, they're not going to participate. Now with the Scott Brown win, they've got 41 votes and they can block stuff.
Tevi, as I mentioned before, you served the former President George W. Bush in multiple capacities. How would you contrast the economic philosophy of getting this country out of economic turmoil as opposed to the administration we've got now?
Look, President Bush's approach was to call for tax cuts, and they were income tax cuts, and they went across the board. So, yes, that does mean that rich people benefited from it, but everybody benefited. And 5 million people in the lower income levels were completely taken off the income tax rolls. So everybody benefited, and it led to economic growth. And we had strong economic growth and low unemployment for a number of years in the Bush administration. However, there was this looming crisis of the housing the housing boom that became a major bust and had strong implications for Wall Street because of all the complex derivative deals. So, I mean, the economy did do obviously very poorly, and we're still trying to deal with the after effects of that. But I think President Bush's general approach of lower taxes and trying to encourage the economy to move forward without using huge government programs, I think, is an effective approach in normal times and was effective for a time. President Obama's approach has been to spend a lot of money. We've not seen great results from it. And what we have seen is we've got about $8 trillion in deficits coming over the next 10 years. That really scares me. It scares me on behalf of my children and hopefully one day my grandchildren.
Tevi, it's been said by this administration that the stimulus package pulled us back from the economic brink. Not long ago, that was the explanation for the TARP program adopted by the former president and encouraged and supported by President Obama. One of the comments President Bush made at the time that took a lot of heat was, I had to abandon my capitalistic instincts in order to save capitalism. What's your thoughts on the TARP bill this far past the fact when it was actually implemented?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the TARP bill, but I will say this. There's a much stronger case to be made that the TARP bill brought us back from the brink than the stimulus package last year. I mean, the stimulus package last year was sort of run-of-the-mill, regular Washington big spending program. The TARP bill was aimed at our financial institutions were absolutely collapsing at the time. So I think you can make a much stronger case that the brink was stopped by the by the TARP bill, which again was not perfect and spent too much money, and I'd like to see the leftover money in that program returned to taxpayers rather than spent, as President Obama seems to want to do. But I don't think you can make that same case that the stimulus package saved us from the brink.
Tevye Troy is our guest. He's a former deputy secretary of Health and Human Services, as well as a former senior White House aide. On the health care front, Tevye, obviously the debate goes on. Democrats trying to figure out what path to take now, now that the House and Senate bills appear irreconcilable. They no longer have the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. So we hear talk of still ramming it through, still reconciliation is on the table. Others say if we're going to get anything, you got to scale it way back down and pretty much give up on mandates and public options and anything of that nature. What do you expect to happen here?
Look, you say the bills are irreconcilable, and you're right in the current environment. But in the normal course of events, these bills are not irreconcilable. I mean, when you have two bills that passed that were as similar as they were, usually you could work out a deal. But by trying to do it with Democrats only and not having any Republicans on board, you had a situation where the Scott Brown win could upset the whole apple cart, and that's what it did. So I don't see a short-term path for Democrats to get their bills through. They're not going to get Republican cooperation because they've not been cooperative with the Republicans. They will need to take a different approach if they're going to get something passed. However, I've not seen any evidence thus far that the Republicans have, that the Democrats have come to recognize the reality that they really need to change up their strategy.
And so do you suspect anything gets passed by the end of the year?
Before Scott Brown, I was saying 65% chance that something passes. Now I'm saying 65% chance that something doesn't pass. If something does pass, it would have to be this kind of scaled-back model. I've pushed a one-page, seven-point bill, which I've been calling, along with Jeff Anderson, the small bill. There's a website, smallbill.org, that you can go to. It basically has some seven relatively simple, probably bipartisan proposals that would do a lot towards helping improve health care access in this country and wouldn't break the bank as the Democratic proposals would do.
Smallbill.org for more information on that. Tevye, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you, Greg.
Tevye Troy, Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's also a former senior White House aide, now a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.